Now, I want to speak about schools, but in a slightly different way, about funding. I want to speak to Barry Mulholland, who's the Chief Executive of the Controlled School Support Council. Hello, Barry.
Good morning, Frank.
Barry, is there money coming your way? Are you happy or are you not as happy as you might be?
Well, Frank, there's money coming the way of 16 schools. The School Enhancement Programme, which supports capital investment in schools. The Department of Education made an announcement yesterday that these 16 schools are going to have resources available for new accommodation to meet their needs. That's a very positive story. But it's only the tip of the iceberg in terms of the challenges that schools are facing, both in terms of their accommodation and their running costs. But this definitely is good news.
So who's going to benefit with the biggest cut of this particular financial cake?
Well, the $40 million is being divided out over 16 schools. I couldn't go into the detail in terms of who the biggest winner is, but certainly there are eight controlled schools that have been announced, and the potential that it has for them is phenomenal. For instance, Ballyclare, one of the biggest primary schools in the northeastern area, would have resources now in planning for a new wing, and that's going to replace many of the mobiles that are on site there, this with substantive accommodation. Dungannon Primary School, it's going to be able to extend its space, create a new sensory room, additional storage, etc. And there in Kilronan Special School up in Macrofelt, there'll be additional classrooms and learning spaces made available and enhancements to accommodation. I've seen some of the primary schools that have benefited from this scheme in the past, and it can be quite substantial. I'm thinking of Millington Primary School in Portadown. The resource was used. Absolutely fantastic result.
Are we papering over cracks, or are we knocking old buildings down and re-establishing buildings?
No, the School Enhancement Programme is a very cost-effective way to enable schools to improve the facilities. These are schools that aren't going to get new bills. You know, the fabric would mean that they're substantial and they're there to stay. But the investment means that you can carry out considerable improvements to meet the needs within these schools. Now, in terms of how the schools were selected, the schools have been selected on the basis of objective need. The education authority would have a list of schools, would have known what the needs were within all of the schools in the controlled sector in particular, and then they would have prioritised. So these schools would most definitely require this investment. And I'd have to say, for the work of the education authority and the Department of Education, in terms of securing this resource, much appreciated by the schools.
But is there ill feeling between one school and another school? They got it, but I didn't get it.
Frank, without doubt, there are schools out there that require investment, and they'll be overjoyed for the 16 schools that have got this resource. But without doubt, they're crying out for investment as well. So, yes, this is great for the schools. But there are other schools out there, and I know the Department of Education, they know that, and I know that they're working towards trying to secure further resource within the School Enhancement Scheme. And then on top of that, you would have the big capital schemes for new schools. So this is all going ahead. It's a good news story today, but without doubt, we need further investment.
And is some of this money going towards maintained schools as well as controlled schools?
Oh, absolutely. You looked at the list, there would be a mixture of maintained, controlled and voluntary grammars within that 16 schools.
Well, it'll all be very welcome in on the campus that it's relevant to. And it's good to hear that some money is flowing to help with the dilemma that many schools find themselves in. Barry, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank
you. Absolutely, Frank. Thank you very much.
Barry Mulholland, Chief Executive of the Controlled School Support Council. Some of those schools he mentioned. Listen, Halley School in Armagh is benefiting Kilronan School in Maharafelt as well. The Thompson Primary School in Ballyrobert is going in the right direction. Glengormley CA Primary School, Fairview Primary School in Ballyclare, Dungannon Primary School, Ballyclare Primary School, Antrim Primary School, just some that are on the list there indeed that are going to benefit from money that will be coming through. St Bride's Primary School in South Belfast and St Joseph's Primary School in East Belfast. Also probably celebrating too.